Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good evening. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. The lines are open for you now. And we will get your calls in our next segment, as we always do. On The Bright Side, Sean Needham will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Sean is a fellow pharmacist, RPH, and the author of the book Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. I've known Sean for quite a few years, and he has been on the program before. We're going to talk about what you can do to avoid government health care. Sean says the best health insurance we have is not something we can buy. It is how we take care of ourselves. And I couldn't have said it better myself. I'm looking forward to talking to Sean at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls in our next segment. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share. If you have a health challenge you need help with, we are here for you. And we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, head to my blog, pharmacistben.com, or our Brightside website, brightsideben.com, or our videos and news stories and blog posts and interviews, which are up at criticalhealthnews.com. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off the websites as well. Hit the Join the Team link and start yourself a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field and help change the world at the most important and fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and hit the Join the Team link. You can purchase longevity products off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. That's the phone number for the Brightside Ben phone team. You can purchase products by calling the website. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by calling 866-735-2470. For a one-time fee, you can be in business for yourself. I can personally help you build your business. And you can also get your products at the wholesale price if that's what you so desire. 866-735-2470, or hit the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment. Sean Needham, RPH, author of the book Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Sean's an expert in HRT, hormone replacement therapy. So if you have any questions about HRT, or you have any interest in HRT, we'll say, you may want to tune in to the bottom of the hour and see what Sean has to say. All right, so I want to continue speaking a little bit about HRT. I want to continue talking about the precursor to the body's steroid hormones. By the way, HRT, hormone replacement therapy, usually refers to estrogen and testosterone. Occasionally, the hormone DHEA will be included in your estrogen or testosterone formulations. HRT formulations, hormone replacement therapy formulations. And what do all these steroid hormones, these youthful hormones, have in common? They have in common the body's most important, in my opinion, certainly the most multifunctional molecule, and that is cholesterol, which we talked about yesterday, the importance of cholesterol. We didn't talk about cholesterol and the body's largest organ, however, and indeed, as it turns out, cholesterol plays a major role in the health of the skin. There are three main types of fats that are produced in the skin, in the surface of the skin. The top of the skin is called the epidermis. The lower level of the skin is called the dermis. Epi means above. The epidermis is above the dermis. And the very, very tippy top is called the stratum corneum. Stratum means layer. Corneum means hard. It's the hard layer at the very, very top. And this layered nature of the skin, as we've talked about many times already, is really important to recognize if you want to keep your skin beautiful and healthy. The fact that we don't recognize that the skin is layered accounts for this crazy idea we have as a culture that you can just kind of rub something on your skin and somehow create a change in the skin. The whole notion of how we take care of our skin with topical skincare is really, it's really not very scientific, folks. And unfortunately, healthcare professionals, and these days you have influencers now on Instagram and Facebook, are all perpetuating this nonsense, and nobody's happy with their skincare. This is why we have so many skincare companies out there. This is why we have so many skincare products out there. Nobody's happy. Nobody's satisfied with how skincare works, with how they're taking care of their skin. And by the way, this is not a new phenomenon. I noticed this in my pharmacy when I graduated pharmacy school. I'm not going to belabor the story. I'm not going to burden you with the story once again because I've told it so many times. But long story short, when I graduated pharmacy school and went to work in drugstores because my background was skin, I just kind of started paying attention to what kind of products people were buying, what they were saying about their skin, prescription products, and I kept hearing the same thing over and over again. People just weren't satisfied with their skincare. They weren't satisfied with their moisturizer. They weren't satisfied with their wrinkle creams. People would say to me, my skin is drier after I put my product on than before. Nothing's helping my dark spots. Nothing's helping my acne. Nothing's helping my eczema. There was just a sense of dissatisfaction. Classic example is the condition called xerosis, X-E-R-O-S-I-S, which is skin dryness. Human skin should never be dry. I said again because it's just such, it's been so normalized, this dysfunction called dry skin or xerosis. Human skin should never be dry, people. How many folks out there, raise your hand if you have dry skin. Of course, I can't see, but when I do my talks, I usually, about skin, I'll ask that question. I'll say, how many of you guys have dry skin? And almost everyone raises their hand. It should be everyone, but some people don't like to raise their hand. Human skin should never be dry. It's biologically set up to trap moisture. But of course, we see how many people have dry skin, and that's on top of the fact that we sell billions of dollars in moisturizing creams and moisturizing lotions and moisturizing gels and all kinds of moisturizing products. So number one, human skin should never be dry because it's just not supposed to be dry. It has molecular sponges that trap water, and it's designed to stay hydrated because the skin has to be hydrated to do its work. Hydration is critical for biochemistry. A certain amount of hydration in the skin is required for the biochemistry of the skin to proceed effectively and in a healthy fashion. Without hydration, you will not make a healthy skin barrier, which is really interesting because the skin barrier is important for hydration. So without hydration, you can't make a skin barrier, and that makes the lack of hydration worse, which makes the skin barrier worse, which makes the lack of hydration worse, which makes the skin barrier worse, and on and on and on. And then, if you put a moisturizer on your cream, on your skin, you put a moisturizing cream on your skin or lotion or whatever kind of moisturizing product, you further shut down the skin's ability to hydrate itself, its lipids, its fats. Remember, I started talking about cholesterol here, right? Well, one of the most important fats for the production of the barrier and for trapping water and for healing the skin in general is our old friend cholesterol. Yes, cholesterol is one of the three major skin lipids, the others being fatty acids and ceramides. Lipids just means fats, by the way. Don't get thrown off by that term. You've got three major fats that the skin cells are producing, and all three are critical for hydration, which in turn is critical for a healthy, functioning barrier. All right, our pharmacist, Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll come back on the bright side. I'll tell you what you can do about it. And at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Sean Needham, RPH, about his book, Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Lines open for you, 844-236-6010. Sean Needham, RPH, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. His book is Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. And before I forget, I'm doing a talk in my lab, a skincare talk in my lab. If anybody's in the Colorado area, especially if you're an esthetician or a dermatologist or any kind of skincare professional or healthcare professional, you don't have to be.
but I'm going to be talking a little bit technical. But everybody's welcome to join. That's on the 27th of April, Wednesday, the 27th of April, and we're going to be there from 12 to 3, and that's at my lab, pharmacy lab. You guys all know I have a pharmacy now, which I'm proud to say, compounding pharmacy for the skin. And we're going to talk skincare. We're going to talk techniques and procedures. If you're a professional, we'll talk about nutritional supplementation. Of course, we'll talk about skincare products, which I am very familiar with and have been in the skin formulating business since 1982. 40 years. I cannot even believe it that I'm saying that. Anyway, that's April 27th, Wednesday, 12 to 3, 11640 Teller Street. Hope to see you there. All right, Sean Needham at the bottom of the hour. Your call's here in just a moment. There are several ways that you can improve the metabolism, the processing, and the production and synthesis of fats at the skin level. Now, you have two elements to fats, or two compartments, we'll say, to fats on the skin. You have the fats that are produced from skin cells, and you have fats that are produced from a very specialized type of cell, which is technically a skin cell, but it's a very specialized skin cell called a SIBO site. Site just means cell. SIBO means sebum, skin oil. And these SIBO sites, they're skin cells, but they're specialty skin cells, we'll say, produce a different kind of fat. I'm not going to talk about that fat, the sebaceous fats. We'll talk about that another day. Right now I want to talk about the skin cell fats that aren't secreted as skin oils, that you don't even know necessarily that you have. Skin oils, you really know you have those because your skin will be shiny. That's the stuff that when people feel their skin and they say, oh, my skin is oily, they're not talking about the major epidermal fats, the major skin fats. They're talking about sebum fats. You don't really know that your skin is oily based on skin cell fats. You know that your skin is oily based on skin oil or skin cell oils, sebum. That is S-E-B-U-M, for those of you guys who don't know. Main fats that I want to talk about here are fatty acids, ceramides, and cholesterol, and all three are really important. Now, I'm going to have something to say. I'm going to have a lot to say about this this idea of skin fats and moisturization and the barrier. And not just the barrier, it's not just moisturization, it's also eczema. It can be psoriasis, it's certainly acne. All of these are the end result of dysfunctions in the secretion or production of these skin fats, cholesterol, ceramides, and fatty acids, especially dry skin. Now, I want to talk about cholesterol. I'm running out of time here, but I want to talk about cholesterol. There's my friend Ken, I don't know if he's listening to the show, he has an interesting condition called a cholesteatoma. Choly means cholesterol, stea means fats, or steat means fats, and oma means body. A fatty cholesterol body, a cholesteatoma. Biochemistry and pathology and the terms that medical professionals use to talk about among themselves sound really intimidating, but they're not if you break them down. Cholesteatoma just means fatty cholesterol deposit. And this Ken has it in his ear. He was asking me what to do about it. He wanted to have surgery. And I said, you know, man, I can't tell if you need surgery or not, but what I can tell you is if you have a cholesteatoma, you have a disorder of lipid or fat metabolism in the skin cells. And this is not uncommon. It's more common, I would say, as we get older, certainly, it's more common than not to have disorders of lipid metabolism in the skin. As I say, dry skin, which is a classic sign of it, is endemic. Everybody has it, or nearly everybody has it. I can proudly say I've never had dry skin, and I've never used a moisturizer. The key to dealing with these skin fats, to improving the production of skin fats, to improving the secretion of skin fats, is number one, to make sure you're getting the raw materials to build them, i.e. fat. Now, we don't have as big a problem as we did with fat ingestion as we did 30 years ago, 20 years ago, in the 90s, somewhere around the middle 90s or even the early 90s, late 80s maybe, till about 2005, 2006, up to 2010, even a little bit today. People were freaked out about fats. Everybody was on a fat-free diet. I'll never forget going to see this esthetician friend of mine in maybe 1998. And she was all proud of herself. She wanted to show me what she was eating. She says, and there's not a single ounce of fat here. I didn't want to say anything, but I was thinking to myself, you're crazy if you're a skincare professional and you're not taking care of your fats, making sure you're getting enough fats. So number one, you got to make sure you're getting enough fats, especially your Ultimate EFA and your EFA Plus. Your Ultimate EFA and your EFA Plus provide the raw materials, the raw materials for making some of the most important of the skin fats. Not necessarily cholesterol. Cholesterol is fine for most people because your body needs cholesterol and makes cholesterol. However, if you're taking a statin drug, number one, or if you're ingesting a lot of sugar, number two, you're going to run into some problems. If you're taking a statin drug, you're not going to be making cholesterol. But if you're eating a lot of sugar, you're going to make too much cholesterol. This is the main reason why people produce too much cholesterol. Is their blood sugar is high and their insulin is high because cholesterol is a building substance. And when you eat sugar, building chemistry kicks in. The body associates sugar with a time to build. But because we're all getting the sugar, but we're not really building, we're not in the gym, we're not exercising, we're not working, doing physical labor, we're just eating sugar sitting on our butts, all that cholesterol that should be shunted into building things just builds up, or just accumulates, we'll say. And that's the biggest problem if you're having a cholesterol issue. Now, if you're on the, if you're talking about the skin, the problem with the skin, aside from cholesteatomas and what are called xanthomas, these are fat cholesterol deposits in the skin, yellowish cholesterol deposits in the skin. The main problem with cholesterol in the skin is not enough of it. Not enough cholesterol in the skin, and that has to do with how cells are doing their business. Cholesterol is made in skin cells. So, in addition to ingestion of fats and essential fatty acids, the next thing you want to do to make sure that you have healthy fats and you have enough cholesterol and your skin is naturally hydrated is exfoliate. Exfoliate, exfoliate, exfoliate. I'm writing, for the zillionth time, my skin book, and one of the most important chapters is going to be exfoliation. Exfoliation is exercise. And like exercise at the gym builds muscle, exfoliation builds healthy skin cells. All right, I want to get to the phones here. We'll continue this discussion on the bright side about the skin, about cholesterol. Next Saturday, I apologize, Dorian. I meant to get you earlier, but I just got on a rant there. What's going on, buddy?
Hi, Ben.
Hey, we got about a minute. You got to talk quickly to me.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a couple of callers that had problems with their feet.
What kind of problems? Neuropathy?
Well, it seems so because they told me they have serious foot pain.
Yeah.
And their heels particularly.
Well, it could be a bone spur. So you don't necessarily know that's neuropathy, especially in the heels. Neuropathy is a condition that affects the extremities, the legs, the feet, the toes, sometimes the hands. My mom has it really bad, and it's like burning. She describes it like just fire. And that's what a lot of people say. It's like a burning, fiery sensation. And if you don't understand the body, you're not going to understand what's causing it. So here's the deal. Neuropathy is an inflammation of the nerves. Why do nerves get inflamed? Toxicity, malnutrition, and a lack of oxygen. All this has to do with circulation, and diabetics are especially prone to circulatory problems. Always treat neuropathy as a blood sugar problem. I apologize, Dorian. I got to let you go here because we got a commercial break. And Sean Needham, I hope I helped you, Dorian. Thank you. Sean Needham, bottom of the hour, sickened, how the government ruined healthcare and how to fix it. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright
Pharmacist
Side.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The president of Ukraine is warning of nuclear attacks.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
All over the world, all the countries have to be warned, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involve enemies or nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they should do it. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
There's been a major military announcement from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. One of your Saturdays and Sundays, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time to 7 p.m. Excuse me, to 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. You'll also find us 24/7 on our archive page at brightsideben.com. Got a dozen years of archived information, lots of great health stuff, all idiosyncratic, personal, and right out of my head, based on my personal experience as well as my research. Brightsideben.com also is the home of the longevity products, which you can purchase right off the website. Or you can click on the Join the Team link if you're interested in starting a home-based business. If you're an entrepreneur and you like the entrepreneur lifestyle and you want to be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, or if you just want to get your longevity products at the wholesale price, head to brightsideben.com. You can also go to my blog, pharmacistben.com, and our news stories, blog posts, videos, and interviews, which are all up at criticalhealthnews.com. Also, want to remind you to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated by myself in my compounding pharmacy for helping folks deal with various skin health issues. What I discovered was when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin, and as always, not just for the skin, but for the body in general, healing is beauty. Health is beauty. And that's what Truth Skin Health products are all about. Skin health topical products. Not moisturizers, not lotions and creams and gels that just sit on the surface of the skin. Actual healthcare products for your skin. They'll heal cuts and burns and scrapes, and they'll address wrinkles and dark spots and dry skin as well. Check them all out at TrueTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. Just 100% active and functional ingredients. TrueTreatments.com. TrueTreatments.com. All right, I am stoked to talk to my good friend Sean Needham, RPH, one of the good guys, a fellow pharmacist who thinks like I do. If you think I'm the only pharmacist who has these kind of wacko beliefs about health, saying you don't need drugs, you need nutrients, you need to be healthy, not medicated, you're going to love hearing from my friend Sean Needham. His book, Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. Please welcome to the Bright Side, Sean Needham. What's up, Sean? Happy Easter to you, buddy.
Yeah, Ben, thanks for having me on. I really, it's an honor and a privilege.
No, I love it. And you had me on your show, and I was honored and privileged. I felt the same way being on your show. What is, tell us real quickly about your show, your podcast.
Yeah, well, our podcast is Health Solutions with Sean and Janet Needham, where Team Needham discusses everything healthcare, and my wife is also a pharmacist. And we talk about everything in healthcare from staying healthy when it comes to exercise, sleep, diet, and hormones. We talk a lot of hormones. And then, of course, because it's so important, because it does affect all of it, is I talk about the politics of healthcare, and that's kind of where my book Sickened on How the Government Ruined Healthcare comes in. So,
I love that. I love the quote. I sent it to you today. I made a little pretty design out of it. It's such a cool quote. The best health insurance we have is not something we can buy. It's how we take care of ourselves. And that is such a powerful idea. I call it lifestyle choices. It's like we have such a huge, huge, huge spectrum of things we could do to take care of our health that are based on how we live our lives, correct?
Absolutely. And we have to take charge of our own health. I think if anything should be clear over what's happened over the last 2 years is
our healthcare
system is not going to take care of us.
I thought you were going to say our healthcare system sucks.
It does. It really does, doesn't it?
It's a terrible system. And people don't realize that we're the sickest culture that ever lived, right? And yet, look at all the doctors and devices and drugs and everything else we have. Clearly, there's something wrong, right?
Right. And really, it comes down to our diet and our lifestyle. Mm-hmm. There's no magic drug that's going to fix type 2 diabetes. Let's face it.
No? I mean, there's no vaccine? Isn't there going to be a vaccine for that?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I heard that. And there are, seriously, a vaccine for diabetes, a vaccine for cancer, a vaccine for longevity.
Yeah. And the reality of it is, you know, when you look at, diabetes in America is the real pandemic. And it's not getting any better. And it's related to obesity and so many other diseases we're dying from. Cardiovascular disease and kidney disease from diabetes and cancer.
Cancer itself. Right? The link between blood sugar and cancer from a biochemical perspective is incontrovertible. From a clinical or maybe medical or, you know, accepted orthodox medicine perspective, they don't make that link. But from a biochemical perspective, it's clear if you understand biochemistry. Did you hear, by the way?
Cancer cells love sugar, right?
Yep. Go ahead. Yeah. It's funny you say that about sugar, because sugar is normalized to such an extent. I don't know if you read this today, or I think maybe yesterday it came out. There's a Lucky Charms sickness crisis. Have you heard this? The FDA
no,
is
not.
Lucky Charms. People are getting sick when they're eating Lucky Charms. And the FDA is all freaked out, and they had to do some weird things with some Lucky Charms bottles. 100 people got sick. Anyway, the marshmallow cereal is not a problem. You know, the marshmallow and cookie cereal, that's not a problem. But something else is going on. We have normalized sugar to such an extent that we eat candy and dessert for breakfast. And then we wonder, like, why our kids have ADD or juvenile diabetes or obesity and all the crazy things that go on in our lives. We've normalized sugar.
Yeah, and we've normalized a lifestyle, is what we've really done, Ben. I mean, we've normalized obesity. I mean, look at what we've done with, it's just normal to be obese.
It's normal to be obese. It's normal to be obese.
Yeah, and if you go to a doctor, I mean, I've had many people say they went to a doctor and they're overweight, and the doctor told them to lose weight, and they get upset.
And you know what? I got a letter from a guy. I don't want to insult anybody. I have tinnitus, I think it was. Some problem. He says, I'm obese but otherwise healthy. He literally said this. I'm obese but otherwise healthy.
Exactly. That's such an oxymoron.
Ain't that crazy? I know. I had to, like, you know, I've seen crazy things. People write crazy things. But that one just struck me as being so fascinating, how obesity was not part of the health. He didn't see that as affecting his health. I'm obese but otherwise healthy.
And yet the top, you know, five of the top, and I'm trying to come from memory from these, but I just looked at a chart with the top killers of Americans, and of course the number one is cardiovascular disease. That's related to obesity. Diabetes is there, kidney disease is there, cancer is there. All those things are related to obesity. So,
and joint problems, musculoskeletal issues, even brain problems, in the sense that you don't get enough. It's harder to get oxygen, blood and oxygen delivered to the neurology when you're obese, because it has to the blood vessels have to wind their way through a lot more tissue.
Absolutely,
so, right.
And on the topic of neurology and neural disease, is that, you know, blood sugar, high blood sugar has been related. That they're calling dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe type 3 diabetes.
Right. I totally believe that. Glycation of blood vessels or lymphatic vessels in the brain. We don't see the link between the two, because maybe we don't want to see the link, sugar, that is, and our health, because sugar is like, it gives you pleasure in a very distressing world. Do you know what I'm saying? Sugar is a moment of pleasure that you can have in a world that's very unpleasurable in a lot of ways. So how are you going to tell people they can't have that pleasure?
Yeah, and here's one of the things I believe, Ben, and one of the reasons we're such a, you know, prescribe a drug for every ill culture, is because if we start talking about obesity and realize that all these diseases are lifestyle-related, then people have to be accountable and they got to change their lifestyle.
Oh, that's a very interesting point there, Sean. Right. Hey, when we come back, I want to talk about solutions, because I love the subtitle of your book is How to Fix It. Sean Needham is with us. RPH, the book, Sick and How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. More with Sean Needham, RPH, on the Bright Side right after this.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com.
John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here talking to Sean Needham, RPH, one of the good guys, one of the good pharmacists. His book, Sickened, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. Sean, before you went to break, we were spending time, or actually before you got on, we were spending time in the last couple programs, we were talking about cholesterol as an important molecule inside the body, and then today we're talking about it as an important molecule outside the body, and I know you're big on HRT. But before we get into that, let me ask you, do you notice any relationship between folks who are on statin drugs and folks who have hormone problems, female hormone problems or male hormone problems?
Well, that is a great question, and we don't know if that's a... the first answer is yes, but we don't know if that's a chicken or the egg thing. So did the statin cause the hormones to decrease, or let's just think about when most people's cholesterols go up. So yeah. When most people's cholesterols go up, it's usually in their early 40s, and then all of a sudden their cholesterol's been fine for years, possibly, and then all of a sudden their cholesterol's low. And
the cholesterol's low as they get older? You said cholesterol level drop as they get older?
No. Cholesterol usually gets higher as we get older, usually post-menopause or like andropause for males. And one of the reasons why the theory is that all of our sex hormones, testosterone, estradiol, progesterone, they're made from a cholesterol backbone. Mm-hmm. They start with cholesterol. Without cholesterol, we will die, period. So when we get into our 40s,
That's totally true, yeah.
When we get into our 40s, our cholesterol is down. Possibly it's down because our hormones are lower and our body's trying to hang on to more cholesterol to produce more hormone.
Yeah. It's expending its cholesterol to produce more hormones? Or, Sean, what do you think of this? How about to make cortisol because you're under so much stress and you have so much inflammation going on?
That's part of it, too. That could be part of it, too. But I will say this, Ben. We definitely don't have a statin deficiency. So we prescribe all these drugs, you know, to lower cholesterol, like, atorvastatin, Lipitor, Mevacor, whatever. But we're not deficient in those. We're using deficient hormones. And then let's go with thyroid.
Yeah.
You know, thyroid.
That's another big,
keep cholesterol in check, too.
Right.
So when we prescribe statins and we don't even check somebody's testosterone or their thyroid, I think it's medical malpractice.
You should hear Dr. Wallach's tape, Somebody Ought to Go to Jail, because he has a whole list of medical malpractice things that he talks about. But anyway, so HRT, hormone replacement therapy, you're doing internal and you're doing topical, correct?
That's correct, oral and topical, yeah.
Oral and topical. And so what? Tell us a little bit about the big hormones for HRT. Is it estrogen? Is it progesterone? Is it DHEA? If it's estrogen, what form estrogen? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so estrogen is a very broad term, because actually the woman's body, and men's body for that matter, makes up three different estrogens, estriol, estradiol, estrone. They all do a little bit different things in the body. Estradiol is probably the one that's been studied the most and the most popular. But estradiol is very important. It's important to produce collagen in our skin, important to decrease bone loss. It's important for cardiovascular health.
How does it differ from the other two? Why would I pick one over the other?
Estriol, for instance, which is the one that's least known, but it's very, very popular in Europe. It's more specific to bladder and vaginal tissue. So you use locally, it can help prevent vaginal issues like urinary tract infections, urinary incontinence, vaginal dryness. But it won't work as well for vasomotor symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats like estradiol does.
All right, let me ask you this. Do you think vaginal rejuvenation is a thing now? Do you know this?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, if for vaginal rejuvenation, would you say estriol more than the other two estrogen? Estrogens?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
I believe every postmenopausal woman should be on some kind of estrogen vaginal cream, and I'm specific to estriol because if they don't have vaginal dryness, which most of them, that's the first complaint they have, they are going to get it, and they will eventually get urinary tract infections, and they will eventually get urinary incontinence. And all you have to do is use estriol a couple times a week, topically to the vaginal area, and it'll prevent those problems. You don't need fancy drugs to prevent, to treat those urinary tract infections or the urinary incontinence.
All right, two questions. What percent estriol do you suggest? You're saying topically, I imagine. And then what about testosterone and dryness and thinning and pain discomfort?
Yeah. So I like 1 milligram per gram of estriol vaginal cream, which is, 0.1%? And, just apply a pea-sized amount twice a week. And testosterone is great, too, for men and women, of course. And for vaginal tissue, vaginal atrophy, when we think of atrophy, what is atrophy? Atrophy is breakdown of skin or breakdown of anything, right? Whether it be bone or whether it be skin.
Also known as aging, by the way. Also known as aging.
Yeah. And is there a better drug for atrophy of anything than testosterone? No, there's not. So, testosterone.
Topical or internal? Topical or systemic?
Well, if you any drug you apply vaginally is going to be absorbed internally.
True.
Also, because
true.
It's great absorption, mucous membrane, great blood flow, bypasses first pass, so it'll be absorbed systemically there also. But it has local effects also.
The testosterone is a little tricky. It's a controlled substance too, right?
That's correct. Testosterone is a controlled substance.
Okay, so what kind of dose on the testosterone are you suggesting topically?
For women, I would use 4 milligrams applied vaginally once daily.
And that's free-based testosterone or type of testosterone?
That's free-based testosterone. Yep.
Okay, do you say 4 milligrams per gram?
4 milligrams.
Uh-huh. Okay, gotcha. And so do you suggest for vaginal kinds of things, you suggest topical versus systemic, correct?
I do, okay. Because of the local effects that you get. Now, if you're looking at local estrogen effects, you can still, or systemic estrogen effects, you can still take it orally, but even oral estrogen won't, some women will never, no matter how high you get their estrogen level systemically, their vaginal symptoms will never get better unless you use some kind of
topical,
vaginal topical
gotcha.
Estrogen.
How about for wrinkles for the face?
Well, that's a great question. So estrogen increases collagen production, for sure. That's one of the reasons we get wrinkles as we age. And so, estriol is a great anti-wrinkle cream, and we
What percentage are you talking about?
The same percentage, like 0.1%.
So 1 milligram per gram.
Yep. Apply it a couple times a day to the wrinkles, and just helps increase collagen production. So there's actually dermatologists that prescribe that.
How about DHEA?
So I like DHEA, DHEA is not just a sex hormone. It's more of an adrenal hormone also. It's made in the adrenal glands, and it helps us to respond to stress.
Immune system.
Yep. Also the immune. Yes. So I'm a big believer in DHEA for women and for men. And, of course, it's the dose in men is a lot higher than what it is for women.
You're talking systemic. I was thinking of adding in with your with all these creams you're talking about.
You can do that. Here's one of the things that I like with DHEA is that if you take it in the morning, I like a standard-release capsule of DHEA, and then it slowly releases throughout the day, more mimicking how our body produces DHEA.
So you get a sustained release kind of thing, like with time?
Correct.
Yeah.
I like a standard-release capsule of DHEA orally in the morning.
How do you know anything about 7-keto DHEA? Have you heard of that?
A little bit, but I honestly don't think I haven't seen that much advantage benefit of it over just plain DHEA. So I don't dispense a lot of that or compound a lot of that.
So what do you do? I imagine you work with nutritional supplements too, correct?
Correct.
What do you do? What kind of nutritional supplements do you suggest for sexual functioning and also performance, maybe as well as anabolism and building or anti-atrophy?
Well, here's one of the first things about nutritional supplements is they are just what we said they are. They're to supplement a good, healthy lifestyle.
They're supplements. Yeah, that's right.
Yes. So, you know, if somebody's going to eat like crap and they're going to drink a lot of alcohol and treat their bodies like crap and they think they're going to supplement their way out of, you know, and they're going to make themselves, you know, more sexually vital, you know, more energy. That's just not the way it works.
That's like putting lipstick on a pig, as they say. That's what I was thinking when people say they're going to do something. You know, and the same thing with skincare. You know, I've been doing skincare for a long time. People just want to, you know, eat whatever they want to eat and live the way they want to live, and then put a skin cream on top. Hey, Sean, we're just out of time, man. You'll come back on, though, right?
Yes, I absolutely will.
All right, stay on the line. I want to say goodbye to you, okay? Don't go away.
Okay.
And what's the name of your podcast one more time?
Podcast Health Solutions with Sean and Janet Needham.
Health Solutions with Sean and Janet Needham. It's on all the podcast platforms, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, hang tight, Sean. Thanks so much for being on The Bright Side. Appreciate it. That was Sean.
My pleasure.
Sean Needham. Sickened is the book, How the Government Ruined Healthcare and How to Fix It. Sean Needham, RPH, one of the good guys. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Pharmacist Ben. If you're in the Boulder, Colorado area, please come to my lab on April 27th if you're interested in skincare. We'll be talking to professionals as well as end users. That's 12 to 3, 11640 Teller Street in Broomfield, April 27th. And that's it for now. Have a wonderful week. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. The B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.